who loves fresh food? Who wants to lead a life of vibrant health? Who would like organic fruit and vegetables lovingly prepared into deliciously nourishing cocktails and delightfully uplifting meals? If you answered yes to those three questions, then allow us to introduce you to Life Food Organic.
Wow, look at that. This is Annie's specialty. Does it look so yummy? Oh my God, I love this one. Very comforting. Very.
Nice, right?
Delicious. Ooh la la! Ma che questo! It has an Italian flavor in it.
Situated between famed Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard on the Cahuenga Strip in California, USA, Life Food Organic offers food to energize your body and enhance your well-being, all in biodegradable and recyclable packaging. And have you ever heard of cosmetics that are so natural and good for you that they're edible? You can find it all here at Life Food Organic. We were excited to visit this quaint and contemporary cool cafe to meet up with our good friend Annie Jubb, who is a renowned American raw foodist, talented speaker, author, and expert in the areas of cell rejuvenation and body purification. Having been a vegetarian for 2 decades, Annie advocates fortifying the body's immune system through proper diet and the use of natural foods as medicine.
My name is Annie Jubb, and welcome to my new shop, Life Food Organic, here in Hollywood. Come on inside, and I'll show you some of our amazing food and some of the treats we have. These are our Life Food beverages. Everything is 100% organic and raw living food, so it has all of its enzymes inside of it. These are all of my favorite beverages. So basically, I opened the store so I would always have something yummy to drink and yummy to eat. This is probably one of my favorite beverages. This is the electrolyte lemonade, which is basically just a lemonade that has a little bit of oil, a good coconut oil, and a little bit of living sea salt in it, and a pear. So it's really fantastic for you. It has a lot of electrolytes, so it makes your blood very slippery. Let's see, my other favorite thing would be this. This is the chocolate almond milk. It's an amazing almond milk that we make here. Almond milk is kind of like a soy milk, but we make it in-house. It has a little bit of lecithin and almonds, and it's sweetened with a little agave syrup. And this chocolate is really amazing. We get this chocolate from this very small farm down in Venezuela, and it's so chocolatey that it almost has like an amaretto note to it, so it's really yummy. And it's like chocolate milk that's good for you, so everybody can enjoy that. And what else? We also sell a lot of coconut water here. And we just open fresh coconuts and we put them into containers. By the way, all of our packaging here, there's no plastic. It's all biodegradable, so it breaks down under sunlight. So here's our deli case. My idea, my concept with this store was to create fast, healthy food to go so that anybody could come in and they could grab and go and they could bring it back to their house. We do have some limited seating here. We have a really nice little community table and a few benches, but I really wanted it to be that people could bring it back to their offices. We have the CNN building right there and a lot of office buildings here. This is one of our bigger sellers here, actually, is our kelp noodles. And these noodles are made out of just raw kelp, and it has kind of a consistency of like something right between an angel hair pasta and a cellophane noodle, kind of like an oriental kind of a noodle. So we mix it with either a pesto sauce. So you have like a pesto, but we also have this Japanese kelp noodle, which is my favorite. It's got flavors of orange in it, super yummy. Lots of little salads. These superfood balls are fantastic. They're really yummy and a little bit addictive, actually. It has, that really amazing raw cacao, and it's rolled in chocolate cacao nibs, which are really kind of crunchy and have a really great flavor to them. And also chopped up goji berries, which are all amazing superfoods. So it's just loaded with it's a super mineral dense. And one of these is fantastic for your breakfast, lunch, or dinner if you're not able to have like a full meal. There's a lot of nutrient in them. Here's our, this is a big thing here too. It's our award-winning chili. We were lucky to work with Laurel Anderson. She's a wonderful chef. And she makes this fantastic chili. It's all vegan. It's just layers of a ton of vegetables, and it has kind of a meaty taste to it as well because it has chopped almonds in it. And then we make a cashew sour cream for the top, and everything is super yummy and delicious, and we make it fresh every day. So they're going to plate a few things for us. We're going to show you our living lasagna, which is amazing. It doesn't have any gluten in it whatsoever. It's all fresh, organic. Feel really light afterwards. And we'll have some of the desserts too.
Wow, look at that. This is Annie's specialty. Isn't it? Does it look so yummy? So
this is our living lasagna, and it's totally gluten-free, and it's vegan. This is a pesto we make here, and everything is made in-house, and a beautiful marinara with sun-dried tomatoes. We make a macadamia nut ricotta cheese that's delicious. And instead of using pasta noodles, which has a lot of gluten in it, we use thin slices of zucchini, and we marinate them a little bit and stuff. So this is probably the house specialty. It's my favorite that I still eat probably like 4 days.
It looks yummy. It does look yummy. Okay, so we're going to try. How do I cut this, Annie?
Cut straight down into it.
Special pasta also that we brought here.
Wow. Bringing us all this food from the kitchen now.
It looks so yummy. The white thing. Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's made from macadamia nuts, and it has a flavor like a ricotta cheese, but it's vegan.
And it's like a vegan cheese.
It's a vegan cheese. It is. You can make a cheese out of any nut or seed. Mm-hmm. And I find them to be far more flavorful and interesting, and you can ferment them a little bit. Like, this is a fermented cheese, so it has that, you know, cultured kind of a flavor to it. But it's very rich and flavorful, and gives you like a nice fatty kind of a satisfying flavor to it.
Wow.
We wanted to get as close to a proper Italian lasagna as we could. And this one especially, I feel good. Even like, I have some Italian friends, and they came in, I said, you guys have to try this. And I was kind of like biting my nails, like, will they like it and stuff? And they were like, ooh la la, you know, they loved it.
Ooh la la, ma che questo? It has an Italian flavor a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it because of the basil in it?
The basil and the pesto and the marinara, of course, too. It has a very traditional type
delicious.
Of marinara.
Delicious.
And most of these sauces can be made raw, and they're absolutely delicious that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cooking brings out some flavor to it, but also to being able to make like a raw, this is a very nice summertime dish. And you can eat this whole thing and feel very light, you know, very light inside when you walk away from it. So that's what's nice about all the raw living foods. Even if you overeat a little bit, you still actually feel good and it digests really well. It's very nutrient dense too, so.
Wow, it's very good. I do feel like it's very light.
Yeah.
Do you put a lot of oil in the...
There's not a lot of oils in this. I mean, there's a bit of oil in everything, and mostly the oils that we're using here, with the exception of the macadamia ricotta cheese, are this is a beautiful olive oil that we get from Italy. And it's a cold-pressed, beautiful, organic Italian olive oil. So everything is organic, and it's really important for me to bring in that level of quality, because it has much more vitamins and minerals, especially minerals, because we get those minerals from the soil. And if we have, if we don't use organic soil, it has like 30% to, you know, 70, 80, 90% less of minerals. And that's part of the problem that we're having in America today. All of these ailments that people have are easily healed and corrected through a proper nutrition and diet, the kind of foods that we've been eating for the last thousands of years, you know.
What kind of talk?
She liked it.
Hey, you don't need to eat the whole thing.
No. Because you want to try it, huh? I know you. Okay, let's try the other ones. Let's try.
And that wasn't the only amazing dish. Next, the Sun Burger.
A lot of flavors going on in there, right?
Yes, very interesting. I wish I can eat that every day.
Next, the marinara.
This is a pasta that we make out of zucchini as well on the mandolin. So you have like a nice spaghetti kind of a mouthfeel to it, right?
It's very fresh, refreshing.
It's light and fresh, right? This is a little heartier. This is our award-winning, Laurel Anderson's award-winning chili.
This is very impressive because it has a little beefy texture. I mean,
the texture and almost, it's that almond in there.
Also the taste. Mm-hmm. The flavor, it's very good. This is the most successful one from the house. You can see, it's so, so good. You have to come and try that. It's very, very good.
It's yummy, right?
It's very yummy. You cannot tell it's raw food, actually.
Yeah.
Well, my idea but you, was do to feel have... it, you do feel much better.
Mm-hmm. My idea was to have, you know, all of the food that you've always loved, you know, like the burger, the lasagna, the pasta, chilies, cheesecakes, we'll get into the desserts next, with just that simple twist that they're all raw living, but they have the same flavors and tastes, and actually consistency is really important as well. So it has a mouthfeel of the foods that you're familiar with. So I think that's what, you know, to make it familiar to people, because there's the raw foodists and stuff, and then there's everybody else who wants to eat healthy, but they want it to taste good.
Life Food Organic, an exceptional cafe for the earth, our health, and the taste conscious. Congratulations, Annie, on your grand endeavor. And thank you for offering living, loving, and compassionate food for all to enjoy. We wish you abundant happiness and blessed success on your paths. Come meet Annie Jubb and get a virtual taste of Life Food Organic by visiting www.lifefoodorganic.com. Sweet viewers, thank you for spending time with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your kind hearts be warmed with the divine golden rays of the sun.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.